the new SpectraSafe gas cabinet. In a joint development program with SCI Systems, Airco Gases has exceeded semiconductor fabricator requirements for ultra purity, flexibility, and safety with the introduction of this new state-of-the-art gas cabinet. That was the day SAS began to really focus on the customer. On that warm day in Orlando, Florida, SAS's finest took their sales tools and began the hunt for new business. They built brick walls around their existing customers.
At water's edge, she stood on her hind legs to look around and sniff the air before she plunged into the cold water. In a moment, she caught a salmon with a swoop of her paw and gulped it down.
I remember first time I saw Lady of Liberties. We had been on boat for what seemed to be lifetime. The sun was burning fog and someone yells, "Look, look, we are home," and all stood quiet with a happiness in our hearts, and we knew that life had begun again. We were home.
The surgical technique for the bias total hip utilizes system-specific instrumentation that produces precise, reproducible implementation. Femoral rasps are used to rasp the proximal aspect of the femur to the size of the femoral component templated for preoperatively.
That's the port of New York and New Jersey down there. The busiest port in the world, located right in the center of the world's greatest consumer market and home of the MAR terminals, the largest and most advanced cargo handling facility in the world. It takes more than muscle these days to move cargo economically and efficiently. It takes the best labor, the best equipment, investment in new technology, experience, and progressive management techniques. At MAR, we've been at it for more than 44 years.
This Safety Fuse manufacturing facility in Avon, Simsbury, Connecticut would officially become the Ensign Bigford Company. The founders of Ensign Bigford established a business that would go on to dominate the fuse industry. Over the next 30 years, research and development, as well as improved manufacturing facilities, carried Ensign Bigford through unparalleled industrial expansion.
I added that if Mr. Wheeler could tell me anything about this Reverend Leonidas W. Smalley, I would feel under many obligations to him. Simon Wheeler backed me into a corner and blockaded me there with his chair, and then sat down and reeled off the monotonous narrative which follows.